he was a child. At 8 years old, her father had left and she had met a fate tears hold. Fearful of his return, his effect was havoc. Skill set exclusive to an abusive drug addict. Love was erratic, at least her mother had the strength to pick up the pieces, the least of which was escape. She grabbed her kids, packed bags, boarded a Greyhound. A course with remorse in the days he found the homeless shelters her family was staying in. That was the status quo until her mother made a friend and found a new home. But the friend had a son, an 18-year-old boy with a ploy to have fun. To use and behold, fairy tale lies told. If you tell a soul, Jolly St. Nick will get you cold. No one to turn to, cause daddy wasn't aware. Daddy was doing drugs, shit, daddy wasn't there. And now at night, the boy had an appetite that he'd keep. While she'd sleep, he'd enter a creep and use a hand to reap havoc with an injection in her life-given section. He's locked by panties without a key to her confession. Throw away the lock, it's in the garbage with her heart. It all started when her father turned his back to the part. Until the age of 10, she'd fear night and cry on. A child with a life described by my song. Just imagine.
I see.
Junior year of high school, two girls partying in a house trying to buy cool. Boys with booze poised to use poison to exploit views and destroy the muse. The point was to abuse. Never heard of ecstasy? It's the recipe for your destiny to get undressed with me. Sexy. Sophie swallowed the pill to follow a hollow thrill. Not knowing tomorrow she'd borrow the sorrow of ill. After the party ended, her girl's home was attended. Unaware and open-ended, bib was extended. Sounds at the windowsill, she's awakened to a break-in. Mistaken by the very same boys and your girl embraced them. As she's getting hers, one of them defers and administers a course that injures and with force enters. While screaming no one stop, with harrowing cries, her best friend was getting laid and stayed to the side. Starring in a heartless plot called the devil's remedy. To an enemy is how Sophie lost her virginity. Sadder and scattered, Sophie had never been more shattered. Went to her boyfriend to express and confess she was battered. Instead of comfort, manipulation was the stipulation. You fucked another man? What about my stimulation? And willing participation to a part devoted. Barcoded the scarred mode, her heart eroded. Just imagine. Sophie was 17, her and her mom were on the outs. With a foul mouth, kicked out of the house, no whereabouts. Just doubts, till the guy said hi. What's up, sexy? What's your name and number? You're lucky to have met me. The 7 she set free, he never called. Later that night his friend did and she intended to stall. But some men have resolve, and she agreed to go party. Switched it up soon as he picked her up at the car seat. It's time to be real, as I define the deal. I'm a pimp and to my clientele I sell to appeal. Defiant, she yelled to appeal, he pulled out the heater. Northbound on the highway, stranded in a two-seater. They reached their destination off Green Valley Road as the slow bell ticks for the finale to explode. While morality erode at a Motel 6. She's far away from home with a pro who sells chicks. And a mode of hell can fix, led up the stairs. Fed up and in tears, she clears her esophagus in fear. An unprepared novice lying down in the office. He introduced her to the game, explanation flawless.
Your job is to make money, you're our prostitute. Your employment constitutes a lost bra for loot.
Slid to the phone and left as she accepts the pain. Threatened with her life, the first call came. Just imagine. But Sophie did not answer. Thought she had a chance with a stance to stand firm. But he returned and learned the missed call he snapped. Used his pistol as a prop and threw her on her back. And proceeded to rape her with a gun to her skull.
Asking you like that?
Eyes lacking soul. Afterwards he left and this time she said hello. Her first client was an old man doing lines of blow. She explained how she was caught. He
handed her the guap. Without service, he was just believed she wasn't a cop. After he left, she hid between vending machines, calling friends for a ride, yet denied and cried at the scene. The phone rang and it was her boss. He knew she wasn't far. Heard the ring from behind the machine and grabbed her by the arm. Took her back up to the room so it could happen again. This time with a friend, double the trouble, half the sin. Sophie was a teenager, never shown concern. Now she's in a room with two pimps, sharing a turn. As if the rape wasn't enough to taste the disgust. No place to adjust, they couldn't find another place to bust. She reasoned, this is it, I'm going out with a fight. Started to scream and swing and the pimps took flight. She went to the lobby, caught a taxi back home. Damage done, in the backseat she sadly groaned. Just imagine.
I see a future that is brighter.
Just imagine.
Despite this life that's got me tired.
Just imagine Sophie sitting in front of me crying. On E, sharing her story, and it's horrifying. Mortifying, and it still hurts because this is my fucked up version of a first love. Imagine she shared my letter of apology, and that chronology became my ideology. And when she vacated, my strange state became jaded. In pain and faded, feelings of love changed to hated. Throw it all back in her face like the gun to her temple. Said things meant to sting and pierce in a monumental level. Another devil and thorn on the rose. Do you wanna partake in the heartache Troya ink exposed? Just imagine.
Don't show any of these tapes to anybody. I'll kill you.